Hey everybody, I'm Dr. John Pitts.
And I'm Mark Riley, physical therapist.
And we're part of the medical team at the Centennial Schultz Clinic, where we lead and invented much of the field of interventional orthopedics and regenerative medicine.
We're here to talk about concepts and processes of Centennial Schultz Clinic to increase knowledge and understanding of the care we provide here.
So today we're going to be discussing when to come and see us and how we can help. So in general, we see people with new patient evaluations in person where maybe the patient just has pain in a particular area and we're trying to figure out what's going on. Or sometimes people have seen other doctors and they kind of think they have a diagnosis or know what's going on, and then we'll kind of reconfirm that or add to that or take away from that and then decide on what the treatment options are. If you're coming in to see us for an evaluation, the type of problems that we treat are all musculoskeletal system problems dealing with orthopedic issues such as common extender tendinopathy, so an elbow tendon that hurts, or injuries to a knee ligament, or arthritis in the knee, hip, ankle, joints, or spine problems, pain in the neck, thoracic area, lumbar spine, nerve injuries coming from the spine, such as radiculitis or sciatica, or arm, hand pain, numbness, tingling, weakness from a pinched nerve in the neck, etc. So we treat all those type of injuries and problems. We don't treat any things outside of the orthopedic system, such as lungs, heart, skin, things like that. So if you have any of these issues, we can evaluate it. And if we feel it's a problem that maybe can be best helped with conservative therapy, we would send you to physical therapy first. Or if we think it's a problem that's a little bit more significant, we may decide on wanting to treat that and then start in therapy either at the same time or afterwards. If you're not sure if it's a problem that needs treatment and you decide to go the PT or conservative route first, that is an option as well. And if that option doesn't get you all the way better, then we can help out. So I'll pass it on to Mark so he can talk about what are the type of things that PT can help and how and why, et cetera.
So thank you, Dr. Pitts. So that's a good transition, because oftentimes we'll be doing the conservative care, and this would be in the form of PT and other such kind of approaches that will supplement and complement the injections. And sometimes the patients actually will maybe just need the conservative. So beginning with the easier and the easiest is sometimes the best way to go. So we'll take the patient in. We'll go through a quite lengthy history to get an idea of why and how they came to see us, what's worked in the past, what hasn't worked. I'll, if available, take the physician's notes, which are used very useful to have a perspective of the physician that I can then combine with my notes to make it even more of an effective evaluation, which is a strength, I think, of working at this particular clinic. I will definitely use that as well, which also sometimes streamlines the history intake. From there, they'll have the patient fill out a functional evaluation form, which is useful for tracking purposes, not only for the provider, but also for the patient to help kind of see where they're going and how far they've come, or sometimes how far they haven't come. So that's a useful process that we always implement with our patients here. And then we'll get into the observation and the objective piece of this. We're getting information, objective values of range of motion and strength, which will really shed light on where their functional impairments lie. And from that, then therefore, we can develop a treatment plan of where do we begin. And oftentimes, as most processes are, it's a stepped system that usually takes quite a few different steps to achieve. And so we'll explain that to the patient. I think one of the strengths of the clinic here is how we educate the patient on the findings that they show us. And so I think in doing so, we bring them along with us along the treatment, so there is a better understanding, if we ask them to do something, of the why behind it. And then from there, for sure, allowing them to have any questions or concerns about the findings of their exam. And then depending on the time, trying to get into some of those corrective exercises on day one, if possible. Through the course of the treatment, again, we're setting up a system of an evaluation of an expectation of potentially 4 to 6, 6 to 8 sessions or so to see if we're actually making changes in their movement program and patterning. And that, to me, is the biggest step of therapy, is that if we can help them move better, then they last longer. So we're not treating pain, we're treating dysfunctional movement patterns. And if we can do that to a significant degree, then that actually should have an inverse relationship on their symptoms. And so you lay that out to the patient a little bit at the beginning so they have an idea where the process is going, and it's a much better association of a partnership with the provider and the patient. Now, if we're able to realize progression, then we can always add on more visits. Should the patient, through their outcome forms or through them not realizing gains through the objective measurements clinically, then the discussion may go something like, well, you've made some gains, but you still have symptoms. You still have trouble walking the dog or getting the mail with your spouse. Well, I think this was helpful and beneficial. Maybe going back and revisiting with the physicians and seeing what they can provide you now may make the best next step. And so they're all throw it back to Dr. Pitts to see maybe what that piece of that visit may look like.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to emphasize the importance of physical therapy, no matter what, as physical therapy addresses a lot of the underlying issue why you come to see us in the first place. So physical therapy is not about, oh, just give me some exercises to do that might help. It's about learning movement patterns and correcting the biomechanics that got you into that problem of dysfunction in the first place. So it's teaching you skills that you can then take on your own to continue to help you get better over the course of the long term and prevent problems. So PT is not, I'm going to come in, I'm going to get a few exercises, and then I do them in PT, and then I'm through. It's like, hey, I'm learning things about my posture, learning biofeedback. I'm learning things that I can do exercise-wise, stretching-wise, posture-wise that I can do throughout my day and get better at this over months and years, so then I can prevent or reduce the recurrence of injuries in the first place. And so here, from a doctor's perspective, at the Centeno Schultz Clinic, we take what's called a SANS approach, S-A-N-S. So that stands for symmetry, articulation, neuromuscular, and stability. These are the four main components that contribute to orthopedic problems and neuromuscular dysfunction. So one, symmetry is your body's alignment. That can be things like scoliosis or just some injuries that cause you to be off kilter with your rotations, with your shoulder height, et cetera. PT is really, really good about addressing a lot of those symmetry issues. So majority of that can be addressed with physical therapy, but some structural things can lead to asymmetries that we might adjust from the physician injection aspect as well. We look at articulation. So these are the most common things that most patients are aware of like, oh, I got an MRI, I got an ultrasound, I got an x-ray that show joint arthritis or joint problems or an injury in a specific tissue structure. But that, you know, if you just get pictures, you're going to see that on everybody. So you have to really provide, why is that joint bothersome? Why is it having problems? And then with the problems it has, can it be something that's treated with regenerative medicine and injections? Or is it something so severe that needs surgery? Vast majority of the times you don't need surgery, but some cases that is necessary to help correct the articulation portion of that. And then the end, neuromuscular, this is a combination of things with PT and the doctor. So neuromuscular means how your nerves react, interact with your muscles. So that starts with the spine. So if there's any issues with the spine itself, then we might need to address that with injections, or just physical therapy can address, you know, the function of the spine, strengthening the core muscles, getting that spine mobilized better so it's less pressure on the nerves. Other times we might need to treat the nerves directly. That's also physical therapy working on getting your muscles activated appropriately or relaxed if they're overactive. So working that fine balance of having strong muscles but not overly active. And so that's a combination of PT and what we do on the doctor aspect. And then the last S, stability. Stability is a two-part factor of muscle stability. Again, that's mostly with the physical therapist, working on strengthening weak muscles, loosening tight muscles, making sure the muscles are working in conjunction with each other. And then the second part of stability is ligament stability. So ligaments are connective tissue that connects bones to bones. So that's something that isn't helped as much with just a conservative standpoint. The most common example would be like a torn ACL ligament. So if it's completely torn and retracted, that's something that sometimes needs surgery to try to help. But the vast majority of ligament injuries are not so completely torn and retracted. And so even with an ACL, we can probably help 2/3 to 3/4 of ACL tears that are not completely torn or retracted with injections and regenerative medicine and other ligaments throughout the body, including the knee, elbow, neck, low back, et cetera, that are partially injured but not completely torn, we can help with via injections to help make that more stable. Because when your ligaments are loose, that's going to put more wear and tear on your joints, on your spine, on your knee, on your hip, on your shoulder, et cetera. It's going to make the muscles have to work harder and lead to problems. So we're going to be looking through all these things in an exam with the doctor. So, of course, we're going to take a history. We're going to do a detailed hands-on physical exam. It's going to be longer than most doctor visits because our doctor visit is about 60 minutes, whereas most doctor new patient evaluations may be 30 to 40 minutes at most. We're going to do a diagnostic ultrasound when appropriate. We're going to look at any relevant imaging studies. And then we're going to come up with a treatment plan that's very specific to the patient and their needs and their goals based on their activities, their pain, their lifestyle, their function, and what they want to do. And so those treatment plans will develop from anywhere from, like we said, conservative to injection-based treatments versus if we can't help or we don't think we can help, refer them out to a different specialist or to a surgeon when necessary. So if we decide to do any regenerative injection-based therapies or treatments, 99.9% of the time, we're going to send you to physical therapy to work on that. We've already talked about some of the evaluation part of PT. I'll push it over to Mark so he can discuss some of what those treatment options and modalities that he does briefly so he can describe to you what are some of the options with therapy and how that can help.
Yeah, great transition. I think in addition to the corrective-based exercises that the patient would be doing at home and between visits is probably the most vital aspect, but there are certainly other adjunct therapies that will complement that, and that would be in the form that we offer here as far as Graston technique, that's G-R-A-S-T-O-N, which is a scraping tech or a tool-assisted myofascial technique. Which increases blood flow and helps kind of permeate the tissues so they're more easier to exercise into. Those are effective tools and techniques. Functional dry needling is another reset mechanism to the muscular system as well as the nervous system, which is one of the more powerful tools that actually, in my scope of practice, I'm allowed to do. We've been doing that here at the clinic now going on 23 years, so we've had excellent responses to that. We do blood flow restriction training, which is another way to reperfuse the tissues to, as we would say, biohack the system to increase the overall metabolic response to aid in healing, whether you get injections or not. So it's another fan favorite, if you will. We do focused shockwave therapy, which is another adjunct therapy, which also aids in increasing blood flow and helping to stimulate a healing response. So there are a number of other different techniques manually and non-manually that we would use to impact the system to make the system more permeable to changing. And that change would be in the form of, again, less symptoms and increase in overall functional capacity.
Yeah, I just wanted to reemphasize, how we focus on getting the body heal itself and trying to get to the root underlying causes of problems. So this provides better and longer lasting success rather than doing things that are just affecting the symptoms only. Now, obviously, a patient would come in and they have pain in an area. They can't do what they want to do. They want to make sure that pain is decreased and they can get back doing the activities they love. And that is our focus as well. But we want to get there from a more healing perspective rather than just, oh, we'll just give you some drugs or shoot you with steroids that might help mask the pain for a little bit of time.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. But thank you for joining us to learn more about care options here at the Centeno Schultz Clinic.
And if you guys have any questions or want to learn more, please be sure to check us out at our website at www.centenoschultz.com. CentenoSchultz.com or call today to speak with a member of our team so we can give you some more information.
You can reach us also at 303-429-6448 or you can email us at info@centenoschultz, that's CentenoSchultz.com.
All right, everybody have a great day.